ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय, श्री दयानंद रूपाय, परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। We are still seeing the commentary on Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on the mantras of 7th Anuvaka, where we are seeing different reasons presented as evidence for the existence of Brahman, for establishing the existence of Brahman. Brahma Asti. So, Krishna Yajurvediye Taittiriya Upanishadi Brahmana Dvitiyodhyaye Brahmanandavalyam Saptamaha Anuvakaha. I think today we'll be completing the Bhashyam. Let us read that Anuvaka once. असद्वा इदमग्र आसीत् ततो वै स सदजायत तदात्मानग् स्वयमकुरुत तस्मात् सुकृतमुच्यत इति यद्वै तत्सुकृतम् रसो वै सः रसगृह्येवायल्लब्ध्वानन्दी भवति कोह्येवान्यात् कः प्राण्यात् यदेष आकाश आनन्दो न स्यात् एष ह्येवानन्दयाति यदा ह्येवैष एतस्मिन्नदृश्येनात्मे निरुक्ते निलयने भयं प्रतिष्ठां विन्दते अथ सो भयं गतो भवति यदा ह्येवैष एतस्मिन्नुदरमन्तरं कुरुते अथ तस्य भयं भवति तत्त्वेव भयं विदुषो मन्वानस्य तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। We have seen different reasons. Brahma asti, because Brahman is the only source of happiness. Brahma asti, because Brahman is the only source of protection, security, fearlessness. So now let us continue with the Bhashyam part where we left exactly. In the Bhashyam portion, we have seen. सर्वतो हि निर्भयाः ब्राह्मणाः दृश्यन्ते सत्सु भयहेतुषु। इन् स्पाइट ऑफ देयर बीइंग द ड्युअलिटी द प्लुरालिटी अवेलेबल फॉर एक्सपीरियंस स्टिल दे आर सोर्स ऑफ फियर बट स्टिल ब्राह्मणाः सर्वतः ही निर्भयाः दृश्यन्ते। हु आर द ब्राह्मणास हियर? ब्राह्मणाः आर दोस हु हैव डिस्कवर्ड ब्रह्मन as their own Swarupam, in whose vision there's no second thing other than Brahma, in whose vision there's no second thing other than Brahma, second reality other than Brahma, in whose vision the whole cosmos is appearance of Brahma, in whose vision what is there's only Brahma, and which is on so own Swarupam. Therefore, they do not see a second thing other than the self. Such people are Brahmanaha. Second thing being not there, one's own self being the whole, they are sarvataha hi nirbhayaha. They are absolutely free from fear, from all sides, from everything, everywhere. So Brahmanaha sarvataha nirbhayaha, because the vision. And because the vision of which reality as one's own Swarupam, they become free from fear that Brahman exists. Tachya ayuktam asati bhayatrane brahmani. Asati bhayatrane brahmani. If Brahman, the only source of security, the only source of protection, protection from fear, if Brahman is not there, Brahman doesn't exist, and such thing cannot be there. That fearlessness seen on the part of Brahmanas is not possible. So it is not appropriate to say that they are Brahmanaha, had the vision of Brahman as one's own Swarupam. Therefore, second thing, other than a self being not there, they are people of fearlessness. It is not possible to say that if Brahman, the source of fearlessness, the only source of protection from fear, is not there. Tasmat tesham abhaya darshanat, as there is such understanding of Brahmanaha, tesham abhaya darshanat asti tad abhaya karanam Brahma. Therefore, what of Brahman, the source of fearlessness for those Brahmanas, is definitely there. Brahma asti tad abhaya karanam Brahma asti. Brahman, the source of fearlessness of those Brahmanas, definitely exists. This much we've already seen. We come to today's class. Kada asau abhayangataha bhavati sadhakaha. So, asau sadhakaha. This spiritual aspirant, the seeker of the truth, kada abhayangataha bhavati. When does he become free from fear? When does he become free from fear? Yada na anyat pashyati. Yada anyat na pashyati. When a person does not see anything else other than the self. Not only does not see another thing other than, a second thing other than the self, another thing, when a person does not see a thing other than the self, atmanicha antaram bhedam na kurute. When a person does not see any difference on the part of oneself, there is no division or difference apart on the part of the self. Antaram means bhedaha. Bhedam na kurute. One does not make any difference. Means what? One does not see any difference. Bhedam, one does not see any difference, one does not see any division on the part of oneself. Tada abhayangataha bhavati. It is then the person becomes the person of fearlessness. तदा अभयंगतः भवति. इट इज देन द पर्सन हैज अटेन्ड द अब्सोल्यूट प्रोटेक्शन. द पर्सन बिकम द पर्सन ऑफ फियरलेसनेस इति अभिप्रायः. दिस इज व्हाट इज द टीचिंग हियर. दिस इज व्हाट इज एक्चुअली द मैसेज द टीचिंग कन्वेड हियर. सी what it means is, a person does not see another thing, does not make any division in the part of the self. Means the person who has the vision of the truth must be the person who has discovered the truth as one's own swarupam, and from the standpoint of one's own essential nature, one's own swarupam, a person has to discover this fact. What is that? The person has arrived at the swarupam of oneself as an abstract formless reality. He is convinced, I cannot be. The first person singular pronoun I, which is the expression of the cognition I, and the cognition I is the manifestation of knowledge, and the source of manifestation of I, sense, the cognition, definitely the swarupam of the knower, the truth of the knower, because there's no knower other than the truth, and that truth is abstract, subtlest, formless, abstract, formless, subtlest, therefore formless, and being formless and abstract is all pervasive, and being all pervasive, it is changeless, motionless. And being all pervasive, being changeless and motionless, it's also indivisible. Being all pervasive, it is indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Like what? The nearest example given is what you all must be knowing already. I need not remind you of the example. The space, akashaha, mahanakashaha. How space is all pervasive. There's no place where the space is not. And being all pervasive, space is the subtlest of the elements. Being subtlest of the elements, it's all pervasive. And being all pervasive, it is indivisible, undivided, partless whole. The same way here. Now, you have to see clearly how this reality arrived at as one's own swarupam is the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest. It arrived in terms of its nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. The reality, the pure consciousness, which is of the nature of self-existence and which is in the form of existence of the whole, is definitely is of the nature of limitlessness. How it is time-wise limitless, how it is spatially limitless, object-wise limitless. Therefore, such reality, limitless, having limitlessness as its very nature, is absolutely indivisible, undivided, divisionless reality. It is this all pervasive, in undivided, divisionless reality, consciousness, existence, implied by the term Brahman, is claimed as one's own swarupam by a jnani, a person. Therefore, in his vision, very clear, there's only satyam. And what about this world of plurality? The world of plurality is mithya. It has no independent existence. It is absolutely non-separate. Reality is non-separate from the seemingly real world of plurality. Therefore, in his vision, there is no second thing. Anyat, anyat na pashyati. Anything other than the self is only mithya, which is manifestation of one's own swarupam, manifestation of knowledge, appearance of Brahma. Therefore, second thing, he does not see other than the self. Therefore, antaram bhedam na kurute. The person does not make any division. Means what? Does not see any division. What is the division, difference in consciousness? Tada, it is then when a person understands that indivisibility, also Swarupam being pure consciousness which is divisionless, tada abhayangataha bhavati. A person becomes the one who has attained absolute protection. Iti abhiprayaha. Yada punaha. Now he explaining when. The next one more reason he is going to give. The same Brahma, which is the only source of happiness and fearlessness, only source of protection, can become even the source of fear also. If that Brahman is not recognized, Brahman being also in Swarupam is not recognized, then Brahman is not known. When the Brahman remains unknown, a person is ignorant of the self, ignorance of the truth, he cannot help seeing, isolating oneself from the world of duality. And he cannot help seeing oneself being different from Brahman also. The Ajnani definitely cannot see one's own self being non-separate from Brahma, because he does not know what Brahman is. If he discovered Brahman, means he must discover Brahman only as one's own Swarupa. If a person has discovered Brahman, he must have discovered Brahman as one's own Swarupam. Thereby one can see one's own self being Brahma, one's own self being non-separate from Brahma. If a person does not know one's own Swarupam, he does not know what Brahman is. Therefore, he'll see Brahman as Ishvara. And Ishvara as the only source of existence and resolution, manifestation of the universe. Then he will see he will see himself being separate from Brahma, Ishvara. Then there'll be fear. So it is said, yada punaha, yada when again, avidya avasthayam, avidya avastha. Means what? When there is a situation, when there's a state of remaining in ignorance, when a person remains ignorant, avidya avastha means what? A state of being ignorant. Avidya avasthayam, when a person is in the state of ignorance, when a person remains ignorant of the self, he indeed, yasmat yeshaha, because of the ignorance of the self, this person becomes what? Yeshaha avidyavan. Avidyavan. Vidya yasya nasti, yasya avidya asti, saha avidyavan purushaha. The person who is ignorant of one's own essential nature is definitely the ignorant of the self, is ignorant of the truth. He is avidyavan. Because of ignorance, what happens, we all know when, you all know very well. As long as a person remains ignorant of the truth obtaining as one's own self, the person must be a person of erroneous perception. There will be error in the perception of the self, there will be error in the perception of the world also. A person mistakes one's body, mind, and complex for oneself. He has identity with the body, mind, and complex as the self. And then for him, the external world also is real. That's how he sees the world erroneously. The external world also is real for him. Therefore, avidyaya, see the word of avidyaya, pratyupasthapitam vastu. ప్రత్యుపస్థాపితం వస్తు. సి ఉపస్థాపయతి, స్థాపయతి మీన్స్ ప్లేసెస్, ఉపస్థాపయతి మీన్స్ ప్రెసెన్స్. ప్రతి ఉపస్థాపయతి మీన్స్ ఎరోనియస్లీ ప్రెసెన్స్, ప్రత్యుపస్థాపిత మీన్స్ ఎరోనియస్లీ పర్సీవ్డ్. ఎరోనియస్లీ పర్సీవ్డ్ ఇస్ ప్రత్యుపస్థాపితం. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ అవిద్య, ఎరోనియస్లీ పర్సీవ్డ్ వస్తు మీన్స్ వాట్? యాస్ దో రియల్ వరల్డ్. ద వరల్డ్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ యాస్ దో రియల్ వరల్డ్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ వస్తు. To be frank, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. If the world is, the world also is what? Appearance of Brahman only. Therefore, pratyupasthapitam vastu means erroneously perceived world. Taimirika dvitiya chandravat pashyati. The person sees the world differently, erroneously. Katham pashyate taimirika dvitiya chandravat. Dvitiya chandraha, second moon. There's only one moon. But it is possible for a person to see a second moon if he has the problem of a cataract. So, taimirikena dvitiya chandram pashyati. So, the person, the problem of, the person who has this cataract problem sees the second sun in the same way. ద్వితీయ తైమిరిక ద్వితీయ చంద్రవత్ పశ్యతి ఆత్మని చ ప్రత్యుపస్థాపితం పశ్యతి. హి సీస్ ద వరల్డ్ ఎరోనియస్లీ. ఆత్మని చ ఏతస్మిన్ బ్రహ్మణి. He sees the world erroneously means what? To be different from oneself. He sees the world to be different from oneself. Not only that, Atmanicha etat etasmin brahmani. In one's own self, which is nothing but Brahma, ఉత, ద వర్డ్ ఉదరమంతరం కురుతే, దేర్ ద వర్డ్ ఉత మీన్స్ వాట్? అపి. అరం మీన్స్ వాట్? అల్పం. ఉదరం మీన్స్ అల్పం అపి. ఉదరం అంతరం కురుతే మీన్స్ అల్పం అపి అంతరం కురుతే. వన్ అ పర్సన్ మేక్స్ ఈవెన్ స్లైటెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద డివిజన్, little division, alpam antaram, udaram is equal to alpam antaram, not a big division, not a big difference, but even slight little division, little difference, slightest of the division. Udaram antaram, antaram is equal to what? Aram is equal to alpam. Therefore antaram means చిద్రం, హోల్. చిద్రం హోల్ మీన్స్ వాట్ హియర్? భేద దర్శనం. అంతరం ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు చిద్రం, చిద్రం ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు భేద దర్శనం. ఈవన్ ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ మేక్స్ ద స్లైటెస్ట్ డివిషన్, ఎ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ ది, ది పర్సన్ ఇస్ ద వన్ హూ సీస్, హూ మేక్స్ ది difference, who sees the difference. Beda darshanam karoti means what? Bedam pashyati. Beda darshanam kurute, beda darshanam karoti means bedam pashyati. Darshanam karoti, do up with the gerund. Darshanam karoti, does the seeing. Does the seeing means what? Sees. ಭೇದ ದರ್ಶನಂ ಕುರುತೆ ಇಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಭೇದಂ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ. ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ಲೈಟೆಸ್ಟ್, ಇಫ್ ಸೀಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಲೈಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವಿಷನ್, ಅ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್? ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಯರ್. ಭೇದ ದರ್ಶನಮೇವ ಹಿ ಭಯ ಕಾರಣಂ. ಈವನ್ ಇವ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಸ್ಲೈಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿವಿಷನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಸೀಸ್ ದ ಡಿವಿಷನ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್, ದೆನ್ ದಟ್ ಭೇದ ದರ್ಶನಂ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಡಿವಿಷನ್, ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಭಯ ಕಾರಣಂ becomes the cause of fear. Brahman is not the source of fear. Brahman does not become the cause of fear. But seeing the division, seeing the difference between the self and Brahman, not seeing Brahman being also on Swarupam, seeing oneself to be different from Brahma, Brahman to be different from oneself, within the slightest division, difference, a person who sees, then the seeing the division difference itself becomes this cause of fear. Bhaya karanam bheda darshanam eva bhaya karanam. I tell you, you cannot give a better teaching than this. Bheda darshanam eva bhaya karanam. What is the cause of fear? What causes the fear? Bheda darshanam. Seeing the division, seeing the difference between the self and Brahma. Alpam api bhedam pashyati. One does not see oneself to be complete. I am completely different from Brahma. Brahman is completely different from me. No. Alpam api bhedam pashyati. Even slightest of division a person sees, difference a person sees between the self and the Brahman, then that seeing the difference itself becomes the cause of fear. Pashyati bheda darshanameva hi bhaya karanam alpam api bhedam pashyati ityarthah. I mentioned in the last class how people who think I am part of Bhagavatah Amshaha Aham Amshoham, I am a part of Bhagavan the whole, I am part of the reality, the whole. Even seeing oneself to be a part means what? Even there is the slightest division is made. Slight difference is seen, then there will be fear. Only in Advaita Darshanam, there is fearlessness. Atha, that tasmat bheda darshanat hetoho tasya bheda darshanat hetoho tasya bheda darshinaha atmanaha bhayam bhavati. See, bheda darshinaha atmanaha bhayam bhavati. Only for a person who sees the division, who sees the slightest difference between the self and the Brahman, he is a Veda Darshi. Yaha Bhedam Pashyati Saha Veda Darshi. Veda Drashta Veda Darshi. Veda Darshinaha Tasya Veda Darshinaha Eva Atmanaha Bhayam Bhavati. Only for a person who sees the difference, who sees the division, for him there is fear. And the fear, which is the cause of fear. Bheda darshanat hetoho. So the fear, the cause of the fear is bheda darshanam. As a result of this Veda Darshanam, Which is the cause of fear? For a person who sees the division and difference, there happens fear. Fear for oneself. Tasmat atma eva atmanaha bhayakaranam avidushaha. Therefore, atma eva atmanaha bhayakaranam avidushaha. Therefore, one's own self becomes the cause of fear for a person. Atma eva atmanaha bhayakaranam. What is the cause of fear for oneself? One's own self. One's own self becomes the cause of fear for oneself. If one's own self being Brahman is not understood, one's own self being Brahman, self being non-separate from Paramatma are understood. Therefore, avidushaha eva atma atmanaha bhayakaranam bhavati. Avidushaha, for an ajnani, for an avidvan, for an ignorant person, atma, ununderstood, unknown, atma being one's own self, not understood, atma becomes the source of fear for oneself. Atma eva atmanaha bhayakaranam avidushaha. For a vidushaha, for a vidwan, for a wise person, atma is the source of protection, security, fearlessness. For avajnani, for avidwan, atma being not, atma being one's own self, atma being non-separate ones from oneself, being ununderstood, the same atma becomes the source of fear of oneself. Atma eva atmanaha bhayakaranam. Remember, atma eva atmanaha ripuhu. We understood in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Atma eva atmano ripuhu. Atma becomes one's own mind, becomes one's enemy. If a person does not live a life of dharma, one's own emotions become enemies. One's own mind becomes an enemy. A person does not have mastery over one's mind by living a life of dharma. Enslaving mind becomes an enemy. The same way here, if one's own essential nature is not understood, one's own essential nature being Brahman is not known, then one's own self becomes a source of fear. The only source of protection, fearlessness, Brahma, becomes the source of fear for a person who does not recognize that Brahman being one's own Swarupam. Tad etadaha. Tad etadaha. The same fact is again reproduced. Tad etadaha means what? That same fact is reproduced. Retold. What is that? Tad Brahma tome. Tad Brahma tu eva bhayam beda darshinaha avidushaha. Tad Brahma tu eva bhayam beda darshinaha avidushaha. Tad Brahma tu eva. That Brahman, which Brahman? That Brahman, that absolute reality, ultimate truth, which is outside of consciousness, existence, limitlessness, thereby implied by the term Brahma, that reality, Brahman, which is the only source of fearlessness, protection, security, becomes the source of fear for a person who sees the division. And for an ignorant person who sees the division. How does he see? Ishwaronyo mattaha ahamanyaha samsari. Ishwaraha mattaha anyaha. Paramatma, the Lord is Mattaha anyaha is other than me, different from me. The Lord is different from me. Aham anyaha. I am different from the Lord. I am different from the Lord. Lord is different from me. And who am I? I am an individual being. And we subject to, who am subject to samsara. I am a samsari. Who am subject to this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Aham anyaha samsari. I, the individual, am a samsari. Who am different from the Lord. Iti evam. Vidushaha. Veda drishtam. Ishwarakhyam. So here the Vidushaha means what? Hey, please make a note. Here the word Vidushaha should not be mistaken for a wise person. Hey, Vidushaha means a person who is not illiterate, the person who is not uneducated, the person who is highly educated, or a person of erudition, a person of letters, Vidwan. He is highly academically accomplished person. Academically highly accomplished person, a person of profound knowledge of different disciplines. He is Vidushaha, but still he does not know the self. Therefore, even if a person is highly accomplished person in terms of knowledge, worldly wisdom, but still he does not know the self, if he is ignorant of the self, then his understanding will be what? Ishvara, the Lord, is other than me, different from me. I am different from the Lord. I am an individual who am a samsari. Iti evam, this is his thinking. For such an ignorant, educated, a person of erudition also, Veda drishtam Ishwarakhyam tadeva brahma. That Brahma, which is known as Ishvara here, that absolute reality Brahman, which is the only source of fearlessness, which is known as Ishvara, who is seen to be different from oneself, that Brahma known as Ishvara, which is seen to be different from oneself, that Brahma becomes what? Bhayam bhavati. Alpam api antaram kurvataha. Highly educated, academically qualified, but still is Brahma ajnani, atma ajnani. He does not know the truth, he does not know one's own swarupam being Brahma. A personal self-ignorance. Even if he makes alpam api antaram kurvataha, for a person who makes even slightest division between the self and Brahman, for him bhayam bhavati. So kasya bhayam bhavati, fear does happen, fear does exist, fear does rise, fear is there for a person who makes even slightest division, difference between the self and Brahman. And Brahman, which is known as Ishvara, which is seen to be different from oneself, for a person of worldly knowledge, who he is of this thinking that I am different from, who that he is different from the Lord, Lord is different from him, and who sees himself as a samsari, and also ekatvena amanvanasya, and the person who does not consider the self to be of the nature of oneness, ekatvena amanvanasya, the person who is not considering the nature of the self being oneness, the nature of the reality being oneness. That for such a person, fear happens. So, irrespective of whether a person is illiterate or literate, highly educated or uneducated, Atma Jnanam is not there. As long as Atma Jnanam is there, that person cannot help seeing the division, seeing the difference, cannot help making the slightest division between the self and Brahman, reality. It is unknown. Therefore what? And the person mistaking himself to be an individual, having identity with anatma, body, mind, sense complex, considering himself to be a samsari, definitely cannot help seeing oneself being separate from Ishvara, seeing Ishvara to be different from oneself. For such a person, definitely fear happens, fear is there. Tasya bhayam bhavati. Ishwaroha anyaha mattaha, mattaha Ishwaraha anyaha. Aham Ishwarat anyaha. Aham samsari iti evam. Iti evam. Alpamapi antaram kurvataha. Bedam tadeva brahma. Bhedrishtam Ishwarakhyam Brahma Alpamapi Antaram Kurvataha Bhayam Bhavati. Fear happens. Why? Ekatvena Amanvanaha. Ekatvena Amanvanasya. The person who is not considering the oneness of the self, who cannot think of oneness of the reality. Tasmat vidvanapi avidvan eva asau. Therefore, that person, even though he is highly educated, academically qualified, vidvanapi saha avidvan, he is ajnani, he is ignorant. So a person who is academically highly qualified person, highly educated person, a person of worldly knowledge, if he does not know Atma, if he sees the difference, he sees the division, then he is avidvan, asau avidvan, he is ignorant. Yaha ayam yoyam yekam abhinnam atmatattvam na pashyati. Why, in spite of being highly academically qualified, accomplished, he is considered to be avidvan? Because yaha ayam, that person, yekam abhinnam atmatattvam na pashyati, that highly accomplished person academically does not see. Saha ayam yahayam na pashyati. Yekam abhinnam atvadattam na pashyati. He does not see one divisionless, undivided truth implied by the term Atma. Abhinnam atmadattvam na pashyati. He does not see the oneness of the reality. He does not see the reality, the truth implied by the term Atma being undivided, partless whole. Atmadattvam abhinnam itina pashyati. What atmadattvam here? Abstract, subtlest, formless, pure consciousness existence. Being the subtlest, all pervasive, being all pervasive, motionless, being motionless, it is changeless, actionless, what now? Undivided, indivisible. He does not see that oneness of the reality. He does not see the divisionlessness of reality. He does not see the reality being undivided. Ekam abhinnam atvadattam yaha ayam na pashyati. The one, this highly educated person who does not see this fact, he is vidushahapi, vidvanapi avidvan. Though he is educated, still he is ignorant person, ajnani. Does not know the truth. Uccheda hetu darshanat. Now, so what now? What is the fact we are understanding here? Brahma asti. Why? For avidvan, Brahman is there as his source of fear also. Avidvan is helplessly become the victim of the phenomenon called fear. And then why? It is ignorance of the truth, obtaining as one's own self, makes him have erroneous perception. Thereby a person sees the division, difference. And ignorance by itself does not cause fear. Ignorance cannot cause fear. Please understand, ignorance by itself does not cause any fear. Ignorance contributes for the erroneous perception. Erroneous perception results in seeing the division. It is a seeing the division caused by erroneous perception, caused by ignorance, results in experience of fear. Therefore, Brahman, ununderstood, unknown, becomes a source of fear for an ajnani. Therefore, Brahma asti. If Brahman does not exist, and Brahman cannot become the source of fear also. Therefore, uccedahetu darshanat. He, uccedahetu darshanat, yuccedhyabhimatasya bhayam bhavati. Uccedahetu darshanat. He, uccedhyabhimatasya bhayam bhavati. Now fear happens. Bhayam bhavati, fear happens for whom? Only uccedya abhimatasya. Aham uccedyaha iti yaha abhimataha. Yena atma abhimataha. Aham uccedyaha iti yena atma abhimataha. Sa uccedya abhimataha. Abhimata means considered. The person by whom one's own self is considered to be subject to destruction. Uccedya means destructible. Uccedya abhimataha means the person by whom the self is considered to be destructible. Self is considered to be subject to destruction. Uccedya abhimataha is a person by whom self is considered to be destructible. Self is considered to be subject to death, mortality. Only for such a person, uccedya abhimatasya bhayam bhavati. So the person who considers the self to be destructible, he also sees what now? He considers Bhagavan as if he thinks I am subject to destruction, there must be the cause of destruction. Uccedya hetu darshanat. As we understand here, Brahman to be the source of destruction, a source of resolution. Uchedahe to darshanat. See, please make a note. The uchedaha. The verb is uchinati. Chinati means cuts. Uchinati means destroys. Uchinati. Uchinati, uchinati. A noun is what? Uchedaha. Uchedaha means destruction, mortality, killing, death. Uchedahetuhu, the source of destruction. Is who source of destruction here? Brahman looked, absolute reality, Brahmatma, looked upon as Ishvara, is understood to be the source of resolution. Because who is Ishvara for us? Ishvara is the source of manifestation, the source of sustenance, the source of resolution of the universe. Srishti sthitilaya karta Ishvaraha Brahma. Srishti sthitilaya karta Ishvaraha. They were the source of not only the manifestation and sustenance, the source of resolution, dissolution of the universe also is Ishvara. Therefore, uchedahetuhu means Brahman, Brahmatma looked upon as Ishvara, is the source of resolution of the universe. So seeing Brahmatma as Ishvara, the only source of resolution, dissolution of the universe. Here the person who is of the understanding and who considers himself to be subject to destruction. Destruction. For him, Bhayam Bhavati, there is Ishvara, the destroyer. And Ishvara is the source of destruction, source of mortality. Therefore, what? I am an individual jiva. I am subject to mortality, subject to destruction. This thinking of the Ajnani. Before it is said, only for such a person, such thinking, fear is, fear happens. Uchedahetu darshanat. As there is understanding of Ishvara, Brahman, as Ishvara being a source of resolution, there is fear for a person by whom one's own self is considered to be subject to destruction. If a person has discovered Paramatma Swarupam, being on so on Swarupam, if a person sees, oh, I self am Ishvara. Ishvara is a name, at qualification, title attributed to this indestructible reality, which is my own Swarupam. If a person sees the non-difference, non-divisionlessness, sees oneself being non-separate from Ishvara, Brahma, then there's no fear. Otherwise, there'll be fear. Why? The person considers himself to be subject to destruction, subject to mortality. Uchedya hetu abhimatasya. Uchedya abhimatasya. Uchedya hetu darshanat. He ucched abhimatasya, ucchedya abhimatasya, bhayam bhavati. Ucchedya abhimata, I explained to you very well. See, ucchedya abhimata has a nice compound. For the sake of Sanskrit students, I'm telling you, aham ucchedya iti. Yena Atma Uchedhyaha iti Abhimataha. Yena Atma Uchedhyaha iti Abhimataha. Saha Uchedhyaha Abhimataha. Okay. Anuchedyohi. Uchedahetuhu. Whereas Uchedahetuhu, the source of destruction, the source of resolution, Ishvara, which is nothing but Brahma, that Brahman, is indeed anuchedyaha, is absolutely indestructible. The source of resolution, the source of immortality, the source of mortality, the source of death, the source of destruction, Brahman, Brahmatma, Ishvara is absolutely indestructible. Uccheda hetuhu anuchedyaha. Tatra asati. If there is no source of destruction, indestructible source of destruction is not there. If there is no indestructible source of destruction, anuchedyaha hi uccheda hetuhu yatatra hi asati, uccheda hetau asati, uccheda hetau uccheda na tadarshana karyam bhayam yuktam. So it is not appropriate to say the fear is caused by seeing the source of destruction. The source of destruction is not there, and there cannot be destruction. It is not destructive in terms of death. Tad darshana karyam bhayam api na yuktam. For what? Brahmatma, the indestructible Brahmatma, which is very much there as source of fear, a source of destruction. Therefore, fear also is possible. Uccheda hetau asati. If there is no source of destruction, then it is not appropriate for the fear to be there on the part of the destructible individual. Uccheda tadarshana karyam bhayam na yuktam. It is inappropriate to see. To say, it is inappropriate to say that there is fear on the part of the individual who considers himself to be destructible if there is no source of destruction, indestructible source of destruction. So there is indestructible source of destruction. Therefore, there is fear on the part of the destructible ignorant individual. Sarvam cha jagad bhayavad drishyate. Repeatedly, what is said here? The source of fearlessness, Brahman, is there as the source of fear also. So sarvam cha jagad bhayavad drishyate. Sarvam cha jagad bhayavad drishyate. The entire universe of beings is endowed with the fear. What does it mean? The entire universe of beings endowed with the fear means there's no living, there's no being here, there's no living being here which is without fear. The fear is inborn, innate phenomenon. There is sense of insecurity. On a part of every being, insecurity is a very, very natural phenomenon found on the part of every individual human being, every living being also. Sarvam cha jagat bhayavat drishyate, with reference to this fear of death, fear of being subject to destruction, fear of being subject to mortality, is a very, very universal phenomenon. With reference to this particular problem, okay, the entire world sails in the same boat. There's no human being in this world who is not afraid of death, who is free from fear of death. Therefore, sarvam cha jagat bhayavat drishyate, the entire world, the entire universe of beings is seen with a fear. Tasmat jagataha bhaya darshanat. Jagataha bhaya darshanat gamyate. As we see fear, the phenomenon called fear on the part of all the beings in this world, jagataha bhaya darshanat. As we see, we experience this phenomenon called fear of the world of beings, gamyate, it is understood very well, doubtlessly. What is that? Noonam definitely tad asti bhayakaranam, that absolute reality Brahmatma definitely exists as source of fear. How? Bhayakaranam tadasti Uccheda Hetuhu, the absolute reality Brahman, which is the cause of fear, does exist definitely, and which is the source of mortality, which is the source of destruction. Indestructible source of destruction, Brahman definitely is there as the cause of fear. Uccheda hetuhu, anuchedyatmakam. It's all description of Brahman. What is this Brahman? Brahmatma, all pervasive, absolute reality, Brahman, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, is in the form of, is anuchedyatmakam, is of the nature of indestructibility, is of the nature of being indestructible. Anuchedyatmakam, the reality Brahmatma is of the nature of being indestructible, and is the only source of destruction. Therefore, it is the cause of fear, and such Brahmatma definitely exists. Noonam tad asti. Noonam here is certainly, definitely, that Brahman asti. Brahman exists. Which Brahman? Bhayakaranam, the cause of fear. Uccheda hetuhu, the source of destruction. At the same time, anuchedyatmakam, which is of the nature of being indestructible. As we experience fear in this world, fear is the phenomenon easily experienced by everyone. The fear is, means what? Brahma is. How do you say? The cause. If there's no Brahman, there cannot be such a thing called, phenomenon called fear at all. Kidrusham Brahma asti anuchedyatmakam uchedahetuhu bhayakaranam Brahma asti. The cause of fear, Brahman exists. The source of destruction, Brahma exists. Brahman, which is of the nature of being indestructible, exists. Yataha, yato jagat bibheti, it is from this Brahman alone the world fears. the world is frightened. The world is afraid of this Brahman. Jagat vibheti yataha. So that Brahman from which the world fears, the world is frightened of, that Brahman which the world is frightened of exists. Tad etasminapi arthe. Tad etasminapi arthe. In this regard also, yeshah slokah bhavati. There is a Rig Mantraha which presents Brahman being the source of fear, which is describes, which explains how Brahman is the cause of fear, the source of fear. So, until now, if you analyze, we count, we can say the many reasons were presented beautifully in previous and in these sixth and seventh anuvakas, repeatedly, different reasons were given for establishing the existence of Brahman. Brahmasti, as an answer for the question whether Brahman exists or not. Athato na prashna. The many questions, three questions. One question was implied question. The implied question was whether Brahman exists or not, for which to establish the existence of Brahman, seven different reasons were given in these two anuvakas. What the final last reason given? Brahma is there as the very source of fear. Does Brahman cause fear? No. Brahman is not directly. Brahman does not become the cause of fear directly. Brahman, by its mere existence, when not understood as one's own Swarupam, and because which results in erroneous perception, and which causes the division, which makes one see the division between the self and the Brahman, that results in fear. Is it clear? Iti Brahmanandavalyam Saptamonavakas Samaptaha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.